以下节目内容纯属主持及嘉宾个人意见，与本台立场无关。
各位听众朋友，你们好，你听见的是原网台的非常舞台，我是你们的主持 Grace 陈纪贤。今个星期呢，我们是谈拉丁舞的，而我们是邀请了几位重量级的嘉宾来跟我们探讨一下香港和世界级的拉丁舞的现况。我跟大家介绍一下这几位嘉宾先。首先呢，就是香港的 Connie Hong康尼老师。咁康老师咧就系喺2001年至2022年嘅时候咧，就喺香港公开赛嗰度咧就攞到第三名，而东南亚公开赛咧第六名，同埋中国嘅公开赛第一名嘅。咁现在咧就系营运整一间嘅拉丁舞嘅教室咧，都系颇成功嘅。咁第二位咧就系国际级嘅老师啦。咁呢位老师咧就系 Laura Smokovikova。咁 Laura 咧，其实佢系喺中欧嘅一个国家斯洛伐克嗰度过嚟嘅。咁佢系今年系喺英国黑池Blackpool 嘅 British Professional Open Championship 里边系攞第十名。咁而喺今年咧，亦都系喺斯洛伐克 National Professional Championship 里边系攞拉丁舞嘅第一名。咁喺呢啲几年里边咧，佢曾经系喺World Championship Amateur WDC 大赛里边系入到决赛啦，同埋英国嘅公开赛 British Open Championship 嘅新星赛咧系入到决赛嘅。咁可以话系一位世界级嘅赛手嚟嘅。咁第三位咧就系李旭峰老师。咁李旭峰老师咧就系2004年喺广州国际比赛嘅业余拉丁舞攞到冠军。2005年就喺上海比赛度咧就攞到职业新星赛冠军，2007年咧就香港国际比赛就亚洲职业赛嘅第六名嘅，咁送俾大家三位老师嘅专访。早晨，各位好 ，Laura、Wayne、Connie， 你好 ，Good morning，
你好
，Good morning，Good
morning，OK， morning.、okay. 要同大家听众讲下咧，今日咧就非常精彩啊！这个节目咧，我哋今日咧就系三星道嘅。訪問嚟嘅，就係咩咧？就係阿 Laura 咧就用英文講嘅，咁阿 Wing 咧就係普通話嘅，咁阿 Connie 咧就係廣東話嘅。咁點解我哋會揾三個唔同嘅地方嘅人嚟咧？咁因為你頭先，我諗各位頭先都聽到大概佢哋嗰個背景啦。咁阿 Laura 就係黑池嘅今年嘅黑池嘅 semi-finalist 嚟嘅，即係十個最後嗰十名。職業賽最後那十名的去到公開做的。那我 Wing 呢就是2007年的時候呢就是香港國際比賽的亞洲職業第六名的。那 Connie 呢自己本身呢就是在香港呢就是營運一間
舞蹈室
的拉丁舞呢是非常成功的。那這三位的朋友呢我想呢都可以講到一些非常有趣的事情給我們聽的。那我想我就成日都好想知道人哋点样去成为一个职业嘅舞蹈员嘅，因为我呢个系我嘅梦想嚟嘅，不过我做唔到。咁我咧就要揾下第一个，我谂揾下 Laura 先啦吓，就我谂阿 Wing 都唔介意嘅，因为女仔先啦，系咪先吓？女士先 ，Laura，OK，Good
morning，Good
morning，Yeah，Lauren， just a question. It's you are so beautiful then and so young. I think that when the first time when I saw you, I thought you are going to be a movie star or a film an actress.
No, not at all.
各位，我就係想話咧，就Laura 咧係好靚。我第一眼見到佢嘅時候咧，我會覺得點解呢個人係咁靚？咁應該佢係做明星嘅。咁佢就話佢唔係。咁我要問下佢嘅點樣學到拉丁舞先？Laura, can I know first of all, what is your fight? This year you did go to Blackpool for the competition.
Yes.
Yes. What prize you get?
Me and my partner, we came to the semi-final of the Professional Open.
Yeah.
In Blackpool, and we actually reached position number 10 in two dances, which is really amazing result for us.
Yes.
So we were very pleased with this, and basically we were also very happy because we are still quite young in compared to some of our competitors that are in the top and they are in front of us.
Yeah.
So we still have a couple of years to go, of course, and that's why we were very happy that we already at this young age achieved this position.
All right. Can I know how young you are?
I'm 25.
Wow, great. Okay. 同大家讲下啦。咁啊，头先阿 Laura 咧，我就问佢，佢今年嘅喺黑池嗰个舞蹈比赛当中，佢攞到咩奖？咁佢系攞到公开组职业公开组嘅第十名嘅。咁第十名咧，其实以佢哋25岁嚟讲咧，系最年轻嘅，即系当时系最年轻，即系而家系喺个比赛当中系最年轻嘅赛手，而可以有咁样嘅比赛嘅成绩咧，系非常之惊人啊！亦都系好多人我相信都会系为之惊叹佢哋嘅成就。咁我又问下 Laura 点样练到咁样先 ？Laura， it's so amazing that you get this prize， yeah，
yes，
and then can I know how to learn how to start？Latin dance. How?
I started dancing when I was a child. Yeah. My mom brought me to a dance school in my country.
Yeah.
And she always wanted me to dance when I was born.
What kind of dance?
Latin dance.
Latin.
So I started with Latin American dancing since I was a child. Mm-hmm. And when she brought me to the dance school, I was actually very upset because all the children knew how to dance already. I didn't. So I was very sad and I started crying and I said I'd never want to go back anymore. But then... she told me that she already booked for the whole month and she already paid, so she asked me to go at least one more time, so I said, okay, I will try then. And second time the teacher took me, showed me the steps, and it was actually quite easy, so I started to love it, and from that moment she couldn't stop me anymore.
Okay, how old were you by the time?
I was around 8 years old.
8 years old?
Yes.
All right, 8 years old, you already start the Latin dance?
Yes.
Okay, and then how's going?
Well, I was dancing Latin American and ballroom dancing, so both. And basically, since I was a child, it became my passion. So I became a champion quite fast in my country already as a junior competitor. So I was, first time, I think I was 14 years old. And I was champion in Latin American, in ballroom, and in the combination of 10 dance. Then I continue dancing with the same partner from my country for 10 or 11 years. And we reached basically all the highest positions that you can reach in my country. Internationally, it was pretty good, but it was not as good until I started dancing with my partner now, with Lenny.
Okay, alright, 我想要解释一下 Laura 讲的嘢啦吓。头先各位听众咧，就 Laura 就话佢咧细个咧八岁嘅时候咧，妈妈带佢去个 dance studio 度学嘅，就学拉丁Latin American， 中文系叫做应该
国际标准舞。
拉丁国际标准舞。咁咧就第一堂佢跳完翻嚟喊，咁跟住阿妈就话：哎呀唔得，我已经买咗成个已经 book 咗成个月嘅咯，你一定要帮我去第二次啦。咁第二次咧，佢嘅老师咧就做一啲好简单嘅动作、简单嘅 steps 咧，佢系做得到嘅。咁所以咧，佢就继续落去跳舞咧。喺佢嗰个国家里边咧，佢已经系去到14岁嘅时候咧，已经系横扫所有嘅junior 嘅赛事。嘅 champion 就攞冠軍嘅啦，就包括拉丁舞啦、ballroom 啦，即係標準舞啦，同埋係combination 係嘛，即係一個組合咁樣啦。咁所以咧，佢就係同一個 partner 咧，就係繼續十年之後一路都係十年嘅時候咧，佢喺國際上咧都係攞到好多嘅大賽嘅。Okay, but Laura, I have to ask you,
Yes. Where
you come from? Because I know it's quite some time to spend quite some time to find out the Chinese translation of this country. Where is it?
I come from Slovakia.
Slovakia, okay.
It's a small country in center of Europe. So actually, it's next to Austria. My home city is just 45 minutes away from Vienna, from Austria.And yeah, it's a little bit bigger than Hong Kong, but less population than in Hong Kong, so not such a big country.
Yeah. Okay, it's a beautiful city.
Oh,
beautiful
yes,
country,
I like
right?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I like it.
I like Vienna very much. I have been to Vienna, but not Slovakia.
yes, yes.
Okay. 各位聽眾嚇，即係我諗大家要聽下啦。呢個 Slovakia 即係中文咧就係斯洛哥克共和國。咁佢係喺邊度咧？喺中歐嚟嘅。咁佢就喺奧地利嘅。奧地利的旁邊，咁係喺離開維也納45分鐘嘅。咁佢西邊咧係捷克嚟嘅，北邊咧係波蘭嚟嘅。咁呢個係一個好美麗嘅城市。Okay, Laura, then it's so great that you are going for you I mean, you won lots of prize in the international and local competition. And how come you're in Hong Kong right now? What are you doing?
All right. So I came to Hong Kong to teach dancing.
Yeah.
Because we got a great opportunity together with my dance partner Lenny. We came here to teach Latin American and ballroom dance, and so we teach basically all around Hong Kong, and we teach children, adults, all kinds of levels, from beginners up to professionals.
Okay. So. Wow, it's great. And then we are proud to have you as our teacher.
Thank you.
Okay. And then what do you find about Hong Kong students? I mean, you already contact those children dancers and also the professionals.
Yes.
Let's talk about the children first. How do you find them?
I find the children very, very cute here in Hong Kong. They are very friendly, very nice, very outgoing, very open, and they all are so eager to learn to dance.
Yeah.
So I like to work with the children because they always have such a nice sparkle in their eyes when you show them something, when you show them how to spin or when you show them some steps. They are so excited about it and they want to try straight away. So actually you see no fear. So they are willing to try everything straight away. And they just make me smile all the time, and I'm very happy when I see children. So they're very cute.
Okay.
And sometimes out of control, but but I guess that's normal with children.
But how do you find the performance? Like now you start learning at the age of 8.
Yes.
And then I think when in Hong Kong, there are quite lots of children learners. They are around some kind of 8, 9 or 10, something like that. And
right.
How do you find the performance? Compare with yours?
Well, compared to my country, I think the children here are hardworking as well. In my country, I feel that they, when they start, they take it a little bit more serious still. So here, when they dance mainly also for fun, right? And in my country, when they start in early age, because this is one big difference between Hong Kong and my country, that in my country we actually have mainly children competitors and youth competitors and also amateurs and adults, but actually there is not so much social dancing going on as here in Hong Kong.
So
we focus actually on the children, so you can see that the children already, since the very early age, they take it very serious and they dance the competitions and they try to become the best already. As here in Hong Kong, they in early age is just mainly for fun. So they try to get some coordination, some education already, but basically it moves this, like really trying to become the best, the age group becomes a bit older here in Hong Kong. As for the children. But I think there is a big potential that it can start to also be in earlier age here in Hong Kong.
Okay. What about in the sense of technique?
Yes.
So dance technique in Slovakia, they are, the children, they are starts, as you said, starts very serious learning.
Yes. And no, I don't think that the, how about the technique, I don't think there is so much difference. I think that the Hong Kong children can learn as much as the children in my country. I don't think there is a difference in this sense.
Okay. All right. Okay. 咁同各位翻譯下先嚇。咁其實我就問Laura 佢嚟香港做乜嘢嘅。咁佢嚟香港咧，而家係教跳舞。咁我諗作為香港人咧，我係非常之即係覺得好榮幸，可以有一個黑池嘅即係嘅賽手嚟可以教跳舞。咁佢咧嚟教跳舞咧，其實佢係喺香港周圍咧，其實有教小朋友啦，同埋有教大人。咁我就問下佢我哋不如由小朋友開始講起啦。咁小朋友嘅時候，香港嘅小朋友同埋Slovakia 嘅小朋友有乜分別咧？咁簡單啲去講咧，就 Laura 就話咧，香港小朋友咧就好 cute 嘅，咁同埋好友善，亦都係好開放，亦都好願意去學嘅。咁如果係講到嗰個嘅技巧舞蹈技巧方面咧，其實佢就覺得同 Slovakia 咧就唔係好大分別嘅，因為香港嘅同學仔咧都係非常之勤力啦，同埋係好好願意去嘗試唔同嘅姿勢，好多舞蹈舞步嘅。咁唯一唔同嘅地方咧就係喺 Slovakia 嘅時候咧，佢係有好多嘅比賽，咁所以咧佢哋有好多嘅小朋友比賽，所以咧佢哋咧就嘅小朋友咧就係比較嚴喺學習度比較嚴謹啲，但係香港嘅小朋友咧多數咧都係愛嚟即係做嘅協調啊，學習下即係玩下輕鬆下，咁所以變咗喺呢方面嘅比賽方面嘅時候咧，就香港就唔及得呢、這個Slovakia 嘅小朋友啦。OK， Laura， what about adults？
All right, so
I mean professionals, adults and professionals.
Okay, so I said already there is a big difference because in Slovakia it's just starting now thanks to some of the programs like Dancing with the Stars or these kinds of programs. So people after work they start to slowly go to dance schools and they want to learn how to dance because it's not really, I think the culture is different, right? So in my country people after work would just go and do something else, they wouldn't go and dance, which I think is a big shame because here in Hong Kong the social dance is much more developed as in my country, which I like so much because I think dancing is a great way to keep you fit, and also it's a great hobby that you can do together with your partner, right? So this is a nice way to keep yourself fit, and plus not only doing exercise but it's also based on emotions and it's art as well. So but I think in my country when somebody start to take it more serious, so yeah. professional, right, then they take it a little bit more serious as yeah. people here in Hong Kong. So they would work, I think, harder. And but it really depends, you know, on the goal. So yeah. I think when somebody wants to take it very serious and wants to become professional, I think in my country people see no stops. So they go, okay. basically they go crazy. So in Europe in general, I would say. So they would practice many hours, have lessons with teachers. And here in Hong Kong, many times I see people saying that they are professional. But in the end, actually they dance only whenever they feel like it or whenever it doesn't really hurt their body.
They are just like amateur.
But which is okay, you know, it's fine. It really depends, I think, on the goal that you have and on what you want to achieve.
Okay, then what about the technique? I mean, the standard of the dance technique in Hong Kong.
Well, I think in Hong Kong there are many opportunities where you can learn actually how to dance well if you really want to, because there are many foreign teachers coming in here. There is also many teachers coming from China to teach here. And in general, the top Chinese couples are well known also abroad, you know. But if it's like really the top couples. So there is actually many foreign people that actually live in Hong Kong. That are one of the best in the world. So there are many options where you can learn. If you really want to learn, if you're eager to learn, you don't actually have to travel a lot. Okay. Plus, another thing is that many top professional couples come to Hong Kong also to teach from time to time, or they do some shows and performances. So I think actually the field in dancing here is pretty rich. So there is many options. You just need to want. If you
okay.
you just need the will and you need to work hard if you want to achieve your goal.
Okay. 就同大家解釋下啦。咁咧就Laura 咧就話，如果喺成人嘅業餘班嘅時候咧，其實咧就 Slovakia 嗰啲嘅學生嘅時候咧，就基本上就唔夠香港啲學生咁好添，因為 Slovakia 嗰啲學生咧就佢哋係。即係佢哋嘅學生咧，就係佢哋啊冇嘢做先至嚟嘅啫。咁香港就似乎係好似好啲嘅噃。咁喺 professional 咧，就係剛巧就係一個 唔係好一樣嘅情況啦。咁因為 Slovakia 咧，佢哋如果係即係佢哋有好，佢哋學得，因為如果 professional 嘅時候咧，佢哋學得比較嚴謹一啲，咁就同埋咧，佢哋係會嘥好多時間去練習。咁個文化唔同啦，香港咧就其實就係因為大家都好繁忙啦，咁所以就變咗大家都唔可以好似 Slovakia 咁樣可以係即係嘥好多時間去練習嘅。咁至於話嗰個嘅技巧問題嘅時候咧，其實佢話香港嘅都唔差，因為香港而家其實呢個城市咧係好多國內啊，或者係好多世界級嘅老師咧都喺香港嘅。都會有嚟香港，咁所以變咗只要咧就係香港嘅學生，就如果你願意去學嘅時候咧，其實都好多機會係可以學到一啲世界級嘅技巧，咁所以喺技巧方面咧，佢唔覺得有咩問題嘅。有咩咁大嘅差異嘅 ？Okay, Laura, the last question I want to ask is how do you find the Hong Kong market? I mean that environment is going to be still have some rooms to go, or you find that it's something about just like,
well,
cannot go any further?
There is many, many studios in Hong Kong, so I think people have option to learn to dance almost everywhere, right? Every corner has a dance school. And, you know, not all of them are the best, not all of them are the top dance schools where you can learn, but you can find definitely very good dance schools, and you can learn, you know, the high level, the high quality dancing if you want. So I think in general the system here in Hong Kong is pretty good for people to learn. So if they want to learn just as a beginner, if they like just to do some steps just to be fit, or if they want to learn, you know, on a higher level, if they want to compete, they can choose from many kinds of different, yeah, what they really want. So I think people need to realize what is their goal, you know, what they really want to achieve with dancing, and then find a teacher that could help them achieve their goal, because that's important, that the teacher would be able to help and would want to help the student. So
okay, okay. 咁啊，Laura 咧，就我就問佢關於香港嘅市場。咁佢香港市場咧就有個好處咧，就香港有好多嘅 studio 嘅，好多嘅舞蹈室嘅。咁其實咧就係要睇下個學生嘅目標啦。如果佢目標係覺得佢想要去學多啲嘅時候咧，香港嘅系統咧嗰個都好好嘅，即係好多地方你都可以學到嘅。And okay, Laura, I queries. Can I ask? Two questions. It's very, very important for me. The first one is how many hours you need to practice to be a professional? Okay, every day, so that you are, you get this kind of achievement. The second question is what do you think about the age limit? And how do you find if...
you mean till what age you think people can dance professionally?
No, I mean when they start. Would it be too late for a girl who is 30 years old to start to go for professionals?
All right. Yeah. Okay, so I think, again, you can see the difference between professional and professional. So if you're asking about the level that I achieved at the moment that I'm trying to... even go higher, then I think you need to practice every day, definitely. Maybe have a break one time a week so you don't burn out and that you don't hate dancing after a couple of months. So but I think,
how many hours?
8 hours, you know. Before we didn't used to teach so much, so before we used to practice actually as much as we could with my partner. So we practice 4 to 6 hours a day before a big competition, and we still do it when a big competition is coming up.
Yeah,
but apart from that, you know, when we teach, then we try to just, you know, try to put in at least a little bit of practice every day. So maybe 2 hours a day or something like this. But I think it's quite individual. Some people are a little bit more talented, so they don't need to practice as many hours. Some people, it takes a bit longer to actually get to the system. So everybody need to know their own body and mind, how much can they take, and in how long time, you know, they can improve in compared to other people. So that's one thing. Then
age. your age limit. Yeah.
Well, I don't think there is really age limit because I started in a young age. Mm. But for example, my partner that I dance with now, he started when he was 16. So yeah. I already was dancing for, let's say, 8 years, and he started 8 years later, and yeah. we are now at the same level. So it's possible, you know, that's what I said. It depends on the talent. It depends on your determination and also on the options that you really have. So because there is many, you know, physically plus also financially, of course, because every hobby is not really cheap. So depends on that. And also, you know, I think people can start also when they are maybe, let's say you said 30 years old. They can. I'm not sure if they would reach the positions that I reach already, or I would say they probably wouldn't. But they can still, if they want to go to competition, there is many, many options for them open. They can either do pro-am competitions, which is professional dancing with amateur competitor, so teacher dancing with his student competition, or they can dance and join maybe senior competitions, so which is like 35 plus. So when they have a partner, they can dance together a competition.
Okay. Can I know for the Blackpool competition? You this year you are the youngest couple, right?
I mean, I guess. Yes, I guess.
What is the average weight of other average age?
So
of your competitors?
The couples that are actually still in front of us, so let's say the top six.
Yeah,
they. I think the age range is somewhere between 30 and 35. Yeah. Some of them even coming a little bit higher. So that's like most of them. You can see that they already are slowly gonna stop dancing soon because I mean, but you can dance at any age, but really at the top level, the dancing is developing so fast that every year the champion is better than the champion last year. So it's really people are pushing to their maximum, and it's if you have 1 year break, when you come back you will be surprised how much the dancing actually changed and how much it developed. So it depends on the limits of the body and and some of them maybe want to start to have a family and other reasons to stop dancing. So, but I guess 30 to 35 is what people most of the time reach.
Okay, 好啦，我谂我要翻译下啦，因为呢个几比较长嘅一个对话。咁啊，阿 Laura 咧，我就问佢，我话啊，即系我嘅兴趣咧就系作为一个职业人咧，究竟一日要练几多钟头？咁佢咧就话俾我听咧，佢哋其实咧每日都要练。咁一个礼拜咧只可以有一日休息，因为咧等个身体就唔会咁伤嘅。咁佢哋咧就系、是、佢之前同佢 partner 咧就系、是、喺比赛之前咧就练每一日练四至六个钟头。咁而家有教课啦，咁所以可能咧又未有比赛嘅时候咧，佢哋系会譬如练两个钟啊。咁但系其实就系越多就越好嘅。咁我就问佢如果喺嗰个年岁方面啦，因为佢咧就话俾我哋听咧就系、是、佢就系八岁开始学跳舞嘅。咁而佢嘅 partner 咧就十六岁先开始学跳舞嘅。咁其实睇阿 Laura 嚟讲咧就系冇乜嗰个嘅岁数嘅限制嘅。咁咧就呢个系最紧要咧就系嗰个人嘅决心啦，同埋即系譬如话佢嘅选择啦，同埋佢嗰个财政啊。咁因为讲真即系呢啲兴趣都系要花好多钱嘅。咁其实佢话咧即系佢认同我咧就话三十岁嘅时候开始咧，其实都唔系唔可能嘅。咁同埋咧就香港譬如话其实有好世界上都有好多嘅唔同嘅赛事系俾唔同年龄嘅舞蹈爱好者嘅。咁所以其实佢哋都系会有机会去比赛咯。咁最后一条题目咧，我就问下Laura 咧，就系喺黑池嘅舞蹈比赛当中咧，咁因为今年咧佢系最后最年轻嘅一个赛手嚟嘅，佢系廿五岁啫。咁其实大部分嘅其他嘅比赛者，佢哋嘅年岁系大概几多岁咧？咁佢就话俾我哋听，大概都系三十至三十五。但系黑池一个好呢、这个职业赛咧，其实系每一年都会系一年比一年系好，所以变咗你其实咧就系一年今年跳完咗之后，你攞咗冠军咧，出年嘅时候咧，你会系发觉完全形势又好唔同。咁就系所以就系话呢个。岁数咧就系嗰个身体上边嘅限制嘅。OK，thanks Laura，thanks very much。
Thank you very much.
And then let's go for Cantonese first. It's a break for our audience. And, 好啦，我哋又返返去讲返广东话先，等我又冇咁辛苦。啊Connie 啦 ,Connie, Connie, 你可唔可以同我哋讲下呢，因为 Connie 呢我諗同大家倾下先。Connie 三岁嘅时候至十二岁学芭蕾舞嘅。咁点解你学芭蕾舞之后你唔去跳芭蕾舞，唔去继续，因为你去到学到十几岁学跳芭蕾舞嘅时候呢，其实你都有相当嘅嘅经验，即係同埋学习。你嗰陣時，我想問一下，你最後嘅時候上芭蕾舞，你係 on point 未啊？即係用腳尖鞋未嘅？
啊有有
有噶啦，係嘛？咁有點解你會離開呢個芭蕾舞走去學其他嘅嘢咧？
冇啊，因為其實係要讀書啦，咁啊跟住讀大學啦，咁呢啲都係即係人生要行嘅路，咁所以變咗咧冇諗住係做，其實我冇諗住係做一個即係舞蹈方面係特別有啲咩嘅 professional 啊或者係發展嘅，即係但係行下行下咧，可能呢個世界就係咁咯，會幫你帶到咧原來你最早期你最 dream 嗰樣嘢，因為我自細就中意跳舞，咁但係我冇諗住係 professional 嘅，我冇諗住係做一啲經營嘅，甚至咁，但係係即係個天咁行下行下，就行到嚟呢度咧，就即係做翻呢一行咯，即係做翻咗呢個跳舞呢個行業咯。
係係，但係你選擇拉丁舞，即係你其實你係中意，其實嗱，你而家翻轉頭回頭睇啦，你會係中意即係嗱，你有因為你其實你學過芭蕾舞，你學過中國舞。跟住你而家係跳拉丁舞，咁我想問一下，即係當然啦，而家到你講嘅時候，你一定係會覺得拉丁舞係最好嘅，係咪？咁但係其實你喺個三種舞蹈之裏邊嘅時候，你其實會唔會覺得佢哋大家都係有啲幫助咧？
絕對係啦，相通嘅其實，因為芭蕾舞其實係所有舞蹈嘅基礎啦，我可以咁講。
OK，
係啦，咁就譬如話中國舞咧，亦都有啲柔軟性喺裏邊啦，係咁同埋一啲抒發一啲情感嘅嘢啦，即係流暢。咁而拉丁舞咧好激情咯，即係當時嚟講，其實我已經係即係做緊嘢嘅，咁但係咧就係偶然咁樣，因為我媽咪咧成六十幾歲、七十歲先開始喺度學呢啲即係社交。哇！我跳下跳，佢跳下跳，我覺得啊，好靚喎，真係好靚喎。咁跟住我就開始對呢方面有咗興趣，咁、
okay.
就開始中意咗呢個，即係開始洗濕個頭，一發不可收拾。
咁但係你嗰陣時，你有冇諗住你轉做跳拉丁舞嘅時候，你係從呢個教學方面去想啊？因為係
啊，冇噶，完全係冇諗噶，係完全興趣噶。
咁但係你嗰陣時去比賽嘅，
係啦，係中意去係興趣，好中意，好中意，跟住出咗去玩嘅啫。跟住玩下就開始就認真。
OK，
跟住就開始比賽啦，就開始越嚟越認真咯，咁樣。
OK， 咁你而家中意比賽定中意教？
其實我兩樣都中意噶，係啊，其實教學相長嘅，
嚇，
即係你邊比賽你會。你 get 到個 passion 啦，咁但係教嗰時你會 get 到啲理論咯，又學到啲理論，跟住變咗你會覺得更加深入啲咯。
OK， 係啊。OK， 好，不如Connie， 我哋休息一陣先，因為頭先講咗好多嘢啦。我哋俾大家聽眾休息一陣間，嘉賓休息一陣間，我哋下一節再翻嚟再同 Connie 傾個偈。